With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Harsh weather is a big story for about 93 million Americans today as a number of storms continue to dump their chilly weather all over the place, including in Iowa, the site of the upcoming caucuses tonight. They're set to start at 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Meanwhile, President Trump goes into those caucus meetings with a big lead in all the polls. He says he's confident, but wants his supporters to make sure and turn out just the same. Yemen's Houthi rebels had fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. The American military says U.S. fighter jet shot that missile down, the Houthi rebels continuing their attacks despite recent efforts by the U.S. and other countries to knock out their infrastructure. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says all that high wind and heavy snow were creating near blizzard conditions in her state.
We all know as Western New Yorkers how dangerous the triple threat is, the triple threat of icy cold temperature with high winds and the blowing snow, and how dangerous that all can be. It's life-threatening weather.
And more on the impact as an Arctic freeze continues to blast huge stretches of the country with sub-zero weather. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The National Weather Service says wind chills are expected to push down temperatures through at least midweek, possibly to 30 degrees below zero from the northern Rockies to northern Kansas and into Iowa, testing the hardiness of caucus goers willing to brave the deep chill today. Arctic storms have left at least four dead and knocked out power to tens of thousands in the Northwest, brought snow to the South, and walloped the Northeast with blizzard conditions, postponing the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers playoff game until today. I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at srnnews.com. A warning from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The organization puts it rather starkly in its latest report. Quote, despite efforts to integrate human rights as an important part of the U.S. government's China policy, religious freedom and human rights concerns remain sidelined due to overriding security, economic, and other foreign policy priorities. The commission is urging the U.S. not to give up on religious freedom in China, even as it grapples with those other issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the greatest rebuke so far to Pope Francis, the Catholic bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement refusing to follow his declaration allowing priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. They assert that such unions are, quote, contrary to the will of God. The statement is signed by the Congolese Cardinal Frodolin Ambongo on behalf of the Symposium of African National Bishop Conferences. This is SRN News. After earthquakes devastated western Afghanistan in October, UNICEF says nearly 100,000 children are in dire need of support.
UNICEF's representative in Afghanistan, Fran Akiza, says families uprooted by a 6.3 magnitude earthquake and aftershocks in Herat province 3 months ago are living in life-threatening conditions as winter takes hold, with schools, health facilities, and water systems destroyed by the natural disasters. Over 1,000 people were killed and 21,000 homes were knocked down in October. Akiza says the atmosphere in these villages is thick with suffering. Families lost absolutely everything. Winter has taken hold and temperatures hover below freezing. UNICEF says it needs $1.4 billion to help alleviate the crisis. I'm Jennifer King.
Africa's biggest oil refinery has begun production in Nigeria. After a years-long delay, the $19 billion Dangote Petroleum Refinery facility has capacity to produce about 650,000 barrels a day. More on these stories at srnnews.com.